In Pendleton, Oregon, a Western pageant called Happy Canyon will kick off its 100th year run Wednesday. The show includes hundreds of volunteer performers, galloping horses, a live orchestra, Old West cowboy antics, and real Native Americans. But as correspondent Anna King reports, the 100-year-old show also includes some stereotypes.
Linda Jones is a member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation. She plays a Native berry picker in the first act of Happy Canyon. It's about tribal life before Lewis and Clark and the Oregon Trail. Her role in the play is traditional, handed down from her aunt. But her favorite part is when her role ends. The Native Americans are depicted as leaving to be put on the reservation, the vanishing.
That's a kind of a sad moment, the vanishing. The vanishing is your favorite moment?
Yeah. Sounds kind of different. And it's surprising how many of us are like, oh, thank goodness we're finally done. You know, it's comments like that that we're making to each other.
Jones hasn't seen the second act. That's when the tone of the pageant dramatically flips. Rocks and cliffs become an old town site, and vaudevillian Western chaos springs forth. Some of it is just good fun. There's a runaway marching band, shootouts, and a fire in the brothel. But there are some cringy moments, too, like when two white teenagers play Chinese men in pointy hats.
I told you what I'd do to your chicken if you
No!
didn't.
They creep through the town like cartoons, begging for money.
Throughout the play, there are some very strong stereotypes that I think to an outsider would be very discomforting.
That's Catherine Brown, the publisher of Pendleton's East Oregonian newspaper. Chinese workers came to Pendleton to work on the railroad in the late 1800s and early 1900s. They were literally forced underground.
There were Chinese men working underground in Pendleton in the laundries.
And running other underground businesses like cardrooms and bordellos. Their begging in the play is one of the many stereotypes of the Old West. So is a white girl taken hostage by a Native American war party at the end of the first act. She is eventually freed by cowboys, and they jump to safety over a waterfall in an actual water-filled pool. There were real battles between the tribes and white settlers in this area. Some Native people who live nearby find the way it's portrayed in Happy Canyon harmful and racist. They're not even comfortable saying that on the radio, though. The town is small, and the play has run for 100 years. Still, others like berry picker Linda Jones keep participating year after year. She even camps in a teepee outside the rodeo stadium. And white people ask, can we see inside? She says, sure.
So then I'll show them our what we call our kitchen tent. And it just makes some of them just laugh out loud because, oh, you got all the comforts of home. You got a table with chairs and a stove and a two burner.
A shared moment of two peoples living side by side, like two acts of the same play. I'm Anna King in Pendleton, Oregon.
100 years have come and gone since 1849, but the ghostly wagons rolling west are ever brought to mind. They're rolling, rocking, creeping.